didn't have no window shade, let it up and down.
Mm. Now,
and then sometimes you didn't have nothing.
Really?
Didn't have nothing. Just like that day and night. Didn't have anything.
Did it have glass in the windows?
No, for a lot of times didn't have any. Mm. We didn't have no, just late years coming up to around in the 1900s practically. We began to have a building house with windows. Term then, but back in the 90s, that is when they built a house, they just built that house and cut a big window in there and made a shutter and hung it on the outside. And when night come, you throw that open. Mm. And then night come, you close it in. Mm. And that was, you didn't have, that's all you had was that window shutter back out there, and you latched it, opened it over. Mm. But after they come up in the 1900s, then began to find in that we could buy a window pane, window sashes, and one thing and another. Glass, put some glass windows in there.
I see.
But when I come along, we didn't have anything like that when I was a boy.
This that you pull up and down is a window shade?
Window shade, we call them window shade that we pull up and down.
I see. And what you have in here, those are?
We call those I call them window blinds. Now, I don't what this modern, this new style, I just call them window blinds. Mr. Owens has to tell us what that is now. I'll throw your blind from outside.
I see.
You're blind from what inside to outside. You can't see out there. You pull them down, that's called, you're blind now. You don't see nothing.
I see. So you'd call that either a window shade?
Either one that we call it, window blind or window shade.
I see. Fine.
In our time.
Fine. The part of a house that if you have, say, a one-story house, there's a space between the ceiling and the top part of the house. This would be called a...
What you talking about, up here?
Mm-hmm. Above the ceiling.
Well, above the ceiling, that's a loft. That's what we call a loft.
That's what I was looking for,
loft.
That part of it. And then the outside part of the house, where the rain hits, is the...
That's, what... Weatherboard, you mean?
Well, that's one thing I was looking for. And also the top part of the house above the loft on the outside would just be the...
That's called the, it's either a galvanized top or shingle roof, mm-hmm. Either way.
I see. If you have a house that has eaves on it, you know, the mm-hmm. peaks, is there something that you call this part of the roof that comes down between the eaves?
Called the valley roof.
That's what I was thinking about. And the rain comes down there, and mm-hmm. it runs down the valleys, and it runs into what?
Well, if you have a gutter, it'll run into that gutter and run off, and it, don't you? It just flows down that valley and shoots off on the ground.
I see.
On either way.
Well, now, is the gutter the part that runs around the outside of the roof?
Mm-hmm.
And then what does it have another name if it goes down?
Goes down to the ground, it says, we used to call it run down in that chute.
I see. The rain comes down the valleys and down the gutters and then down the chute.
Down
to
the chutes and on out.
I see. Fine. Just fine. What you were talking about, you had a shed room on the house that you were born that you used to cook in.
Mm-hmm.
Was this was attached to the house?
Yeah, it was.
Did you ever see any kitchens that were not a part of the house, that say were away from the house, mm-hmm. another little building?
Oh, yeah.
Did you call